begin whenever you like.
Hello, this is George Waring in the basement in Uptown Butte, Montana. And I'll be reading my favorite commentaries this morning as a summertime's reading program for living in a plutocracy. I'll begin with a commentary I submitted to the Butte Weekly on June 17th. They're all summertime reading. On May 17th, Americans for Tax Fairness condemned the latest Republican tax plan, citing the congressional report, which concluded they would add trillions to the national debt and make working families pay for it by slashing their services. By permanently extending parts of the 2017 Trump tax law, Republicans add at least $3.5 trillion to the national debt over the next decade, including $370 billion in increased borrowing costs. The $3.2 trillion in lost revenue from these tax giveaways would erase all of the $3.2 trillion of discretionary budget cuts that House Republicans passed earlier this month as their price for preventing a federal default and instant recession. David Cass of Americans for Tax Fairness said, quote, "The CBO report makes clear the Republicans are fine with piling on more government debt if it means shielding their rich friends and benefactors from paying their fair share of taxes. We know Republicans' longtime strategy is to gut the programs and services that working families rely on and transfer those public dollars directly into the pockets of the ultra-wealthy. But it's still shocking to see the cycle play out so brazenly. The $3.5 trillion increase in debt from permanently extending provisions of Trump's 2017 law to the period after 2025 would be on top of the $1.7 trillion that Trump's tax law has already added to the national debt, demonstrating once again that Republican budget cuts are just a smokescreen to subsidize massive tax cuts for the very wealthy and corporations. It also doesn't include the additional $628 billion in corporate tax giveaways that the Republicans were pushing. While a House-passed Republican bill would cut an estimated total of $4.8 trillion from future deficits, it does so by relying on massive cuts to vital programs, including a $460 billion rollback of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, $570 billion from eliminating green energy and climate incentives, and $550 billion in reduced interest payments. The Trump tax provisions that Republicans are permanently extending are heavily slanted towards the wealthy. Households with incomes over $4.5 million will get an average tax cut of $175,000 in the first year alone. Those with incomes over $1 million would get a nearly $50,000 tax cut. Meanwhile, most taxpayers, and I include myself in that, 55% or 102 million households making less than $75,000 a year would get an average tax cut of just $330 a year, less than a dollar a day. Households making under $50,000 a year would get an average tax cut of less than $200. That's about 50 cents a day. The cuts the Republicans have been demanding in exchange for temporarily lifting the debt ceiling so America can pay its bills would, among other impacts, jeopardize health care coverage for 21 million people, strip 1.7 million women and children off nutrition assistance, threaten food aid going to another 900,000 individuals, raise housing costs for 640,000 Americans, and reduce or impair other public services for veterans, students, rail and air travelers, and more. The most regressive provisions in this Trump tax extension package include the expanded estate tax exemption, which would only benefit the heirs of couples worth over $14 million. The pass-through business deduction, which gives over half its tax benefit to just the top 1% of households, and the Opportunity Zone program, where participants in a recent study were found to have an average annual income of $4.9 million. Well, I thank Americans for Tax Fairness of giving me that information that I could not find in my local newspaper. This is George Waring saying thanks for listening.